Now we return to the first chapter of Hebrews at verse 8. And we are in this section where we're talking about angels. Christ is superior to angels. Now to the Hebrew who was acquainted with his Old Testament, and most of them were in that day, angels were very important. The fact of the matter is they were all important to them, and they thought of angels next to the throne of God itself. There were the cherubims on the veil and over the mercy seat. And the law came by angels. And you have the appearance of angels in the Old Testament to many of God's servants and to many of the prophets. Therefore, they were important. Now, I do not believe there is an angel ministry to the church today. The church is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, third person of the Godhead. Now, we are living, therefore, in an age when angels do not appear to man to begin with. If you've seen one, may I say to you, you better check with your doctor or your psychologist because you really didn't see an angel. Always think of the two boys that met. They hadn't seen each other in a long time. And one said, the other said, are you married? And he said, yes, says, are you? He said, yes, I'm married. He said, well, what kind of girl did you marry? Well, he says, I married an angel. And the other one says, you sure are lucky. Mine's still alive. Well, you don't marry angels. You may think so, but I know that God has made this universe so that there are things visible and invisible. In Colossians 1:16, we're told that Christ created things visible and invisible. You can't see an atom, but it's material, and it becomes energy. You can't see it, you can't experience it. And God created intelligences that are above man. And you and I live in a universe today where the Lord Jesus said, in my Father's house are many moni, abiding places, and therefore intelligence created intelligences to live. And God has a great deal more, I think, than you and I can even dream of today. We didn't come from an animal. There is the material kingdom. There is the animal kingdom, the human kingdom, the spirit kingdom. And there's creatures that are below man and creatures that are above man. And you and I never came from an animal. And we never will become an angel. And I like that. Remember the song, I Want to Be an Angel and With the Angels Sing. And as a little boy in the Sunday school I was made to attend, why, they'd line up those little brats. I was the only good boy in the class, and the teacher would have us sing that. I want to be an angel and with the angels sing. And that's the last thing I wanted to be, was an angel. And you know, I still feel that way, and I'm very happy that the scripture makes it clear I'm not going to be an angel. Now, angels, as we've seen, are messengers, can be either human or divine. You have an order of creatures, supernatural, that we have in the scripture. And the number of the angels, as I say, I think it would really surprise us if you and I had any conception of the number. They're called the host of heaven. And friends, that means there are a whole lot of them. And they are not apparently diminished or added to in any way. Well, the law came by angels. And as we have said, cherubims on the veil and the mercy seat. And Israel thought of them next to the throne of God. But Christ is superior to the angels.